Welcome to New Generation Church with Pastor Eddie Medino.
And today it's the habit of seeking God. That's what I want to share with you today. The habit of seeking God. But if you go with me, there's one scripture I want to read. 1 Samuel chapter 23. And I'm going to break it down today. It's going to be different from last week. Last week I spoke a little bit about Ruth. And in the Spanish it was about David. But today in the English I want to talk about David. But it's going to be different, and you'll see right now. 1 Samuel chapter 23. We'll read verse 1 and 2. It says, "Then they told David, saying, 'Look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah, and they are robbing the threshing floors.'" Now look at verse 2. "Therefore, David inquired of the Lord." It says, "Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, saying, 'Shall I go and attack these Philistines?' And the Lord said to David, 'Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah.'" So, habits that create massive change. There's a saying, a phrase that they say, You don't rise to your goals, or in other words, you don't rise to the results you want to achieve. But they say you fall to your systems. It says you fall to your systems. Those systems are about the process that lead to those results. So in other words, as believers in Christ, because we live in a world where there's so many distractions, a lot of distractions. And all of us here, we have goals. All of us, we have goals. But in order to get to that goal, we got to have a process of systems. And I'm going to explain to you what that means right now. Systems that will help us to get there. Now, once again, just a reminder, a habit, how many know there's good habits and bad habits? But a habit is a behavior that has been repeated enough times to become automatic, according to James Clear. And today, I want to share with you that process. Like David, we just read about David. The Bible says that David inquired of the Lord. What we can learn about David, that we can learn ourselves, is that David would seek God before he made any decisions. That's what we can learn about David. And every day we get the opportunity, the blessing to seek God. Now, you will notice, for the most part, David did not rely only on his past victories, which that in itself is a blessing of what God did yesterday. If I would ask you this morning, how many great things God has done in your life yesterday, all the victories that he's done for you, how he's delivered you, how he has saved you, everything that he's done in your personal life. But how many know that even though we had victories, we had blessings, we conquered, We overcame, but how many know that we can't live off that? Amen. We can't live off a victory of yesterday. And that is the reason why, church, this morning, I want to remind you or encourage you the habit of seeking God. What God did yesterday, praise the Lord. Today's a new day. Today we get to seek God. So it is important that we have systems in place. Amen. That we continue to seek God. And I'm going to talk about that right now, because I want to break it down to a way where we understand it well. That we continue seeking God, depending on God. Because if we don't seek God, we don't depend on God, it will be very easy in your life and in my life, very easy, where pride could come in. But see, this is the beauty about God, is that we're not alone. We are part of God's kingdom. And how many know that in God's kingdom, we have everything? We have everything. Amen. So David, we see in the Bible, David, he would what? This is just one example. He inquired of the Lord. David. And you see how everything that God did in his life, even his descendants, Solomon, and as the lineage goes down. But Saul, who before David was a king, Saul was a king. The Bible says that Saul, he stopped seeking God. How many know it's dangerous when we stop seeking God? Amen. We can't stop. We got to continue seeking God. And even Jesus in Matthew 6:33, he says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. He says, but seek first. Notice he says, seek what? The kingdom of God. Because when we seek the kingdom of God, it reminds us that we are part of God's kingdom. We have a king. And any way you look at it, if it's in the Bible, real kings on earth, a king always takes care of what? His people. So Jesus is reminding us, he says, seek first. Hey, don't forget, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Shall be added to you. Now, goals will set directions in your life. How many, sometimes we want direction. Goals set direction. But systems that, and that's what I want to talk about, create what? They create progress. Anytime that we have systems, it's going to create progress in your life and in my life. Okay, so once again, all of us, we have goals. A goal is something that you want to reach in the future. Okay, so let me say this. Let's say this morning you say, you know what, my goal this year, 2026, is that I want to pray more. Just in case you don't pray, amen. But, or maybe you're saying, you know what, I want to read the Bible this year. I want to read the whole Bible. Not just one proverb every 3 months. Or maybe you're the one that says, you know what? I want a stronger marriage. I want a stronger marriage. Or I want to be closer to God. Or maybe you're saying, you know what? I want to go to church more and grow more. See, that's a goal. Are you understanding me? That's a goal. And goals are good. Why? Because when you have goals, goals will give us what? Direction. But let me say this. But just because we have goals, anybody can have goals, but goals do not change lives. Amen? Goals do not change lives. Goals, they just help you to get where you want to get to. Now the question is, what is a system? Because I told you, what is a system? A system is what you do every day that moves you closer towards that goal. Amen. A system is what you do every day. So let's just look at a negative way. If you have a system in place, that is something that you do every day. Think about it. That one thing that you know is not helping you right now. That is something that you do every day. Now, what if we switched it around? That system that we do every day that moves us towards that goal, but it's a good goal or a great goal. So what is a system? You know what's a system? It's your routine. You know, in Spanish, dicen la rutina. You know, especially when you come from the world of prison. A routine. A routine. That's a system. All of us think, I want you to see this. All of us have systems in our lives, and it's your routine. It's your habits. It's your daily disciplines. Maybe you have a routine, a habit of going at 2 a.m. getting a shake at Jack. It's a repeated actions. Come on, because I've been there. Especially the Oreo cookie one. Lord have mercy. So I want you to see this. You're a believer of Christ, and you have your routines, your habits. Now, let me give you an example. A goal. So your goal, let's just say, okay, my goal, Pastor, is that I want to read the whole Bible. I don't want to just read Psalms. I want to read the whole Bible. That's your goal. But here's your system. This is your system. This is your daily discipline. This is your goal. This is your habit. This is your action. What is the system? Your system, in order to read the whole Bible, is that every day you're going to read 10 minutes every morning. I didn't say 30 minutes. I didn't say an hour. I didn't say, you know what, I'm going to read, you know, all. No, just 10 minutes. 10 minutes. You know what? I'm going to read the Bible, my devotion. 10. That's your system. But you got to do it every day. Do you see the picture? When you look at it, it's just 10 minutes. Or let's just say 5 minutes. Today, Sunday, 5 minutes. Tomorrow, Monday, 5 minutes. That's your system. That's your routine. That's your habit. We have the goal, but we need the system in order to get there. Okay, now let's say your goal is that I want to have a stronger marriage. Amen? What's the system? What's the routine, the habit, the daily discipline, or the repeated action that we're going to do every day? You know what it is? One of the things? What do they say that's needed in a marriage? Communication. Man, talk. Open your mouth. Talk to your spouse. Communication. Make it a habit. You know what? I'm going to force them. Talk. Pray. Connect. Connect with them. Connect with your spouse. That's a system. See, you have a goal. I want a stronger, better marriage. But now you got to put in the work in that system. In that daily habit. That daily routine. That daily discipline. Hey, in other words, you got to put your part. Amen? Because many times, you know, we say, oh, you know, I want a better marriage. Well, I want to read the Bible. I want to go to church. But now the question is, what are you doing about it? Are you just those ones that just talk about it? Or you do about it? Amen? You got to do something. Okay. I think we're getting it. Okay, your goal is to grow spiritually, to be more Christ-like. You know what? I want to change. I want to be different. I don't want to be this person who I am. I want to grow, mature spiritually. I want to
know Jesus more. That's your goal. And that's a good goal. But now the question is, what is your system? What's your discipline that you do every day? What's your routine? What's your action that you're doing? Let me give you an example. Pray. Obey. That should be your system. You know what? Every time I come to church Sunday morning and I come here, the preacher, I'm going to let the Lord speak to me, but I'm not just going to listen. I'm going to obey. Once I leave the house of God, I'm going to obey. That's your system. Then you come back Wednesday, then you come back Sunday, and you're listening to a message, and your system is that, you know what? I'm going to obey. I'm going to read scripture. I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk to God. Again, you put in the time, but keep it going. Keep it going. So goals are what we want, but habits are how we live. It's how we live. That's why they say that goals alone don't work. I'm going to say that again. Goals alone don't work. You can have goals, but if you don't have a system. And many people like you and I, we have many good goals. But our daily lifestyles say something else. Those daily lifestyles won't support those goals. Let me give you another example. You say, you know what? I want to get in shape. Here we go. I want to get in shape. I want to look better. But now, what's your system? You're saying your goal is that you want to get healthier. You want to get in shape. You already signed up. Again, but their system is this: you don't exercise. Oh my gosh! And there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm fast food every day. Them large curly fries. Every day, you know what I'm saying? It's every day. There's nothing wrong with that. I want to make that clear. But, and we know that it's not good, but in that system, there's no discipline. See, we talk about that, you know, I want to get in shape. I want to feel better. I want to look better. But we need to change the system. And guess what? Because our system is not right, we're never going to reach that goal. But what if we say, you know what? From large curly fries, I'm going to get the small ones, but the regular ones. And with no salt, please. You get the picture, right? Let me give you another example. You say, you know what? I want to get, again, I want more of Jesus. I want more of his presence. I'm hungry. I just want to get closer to God. But this is their system. You never pray. And these are the ABCs of walking with Jesus. A disciple of Jesus. The ABCs is that we ought to be praying already. See, we say, I want to be closer. I want more. I want to go deep with God. But your system is that you don't pray. You never read the Bible. You read other stuff. You read more comments on what people put on social media. You know, because the comments get juicy, right? You want it? Just look at the comments. Everything's there. You never get involved in church. So what happens? We will never grow spiritually. We have a goal. Oh, I want to get closer to God. Put in the work in your system daily.
So your future is not decided by your dreams. Your future is decided by your daily routines. Because you could dream all you want. Amen. But your future is decided by your daily routines. Did you hear that? Daily routines. Daily routines. And this is how much you want it. See, not everybody wants it. How much do you want it? And you got to learn. There's two letters that we need to practice. Learn to say no. Is learn how to say no to things that we know that can affect our lives. That, in other words, that are not helping us. Everything's good and cool, and then they offer you a big old chocolate maple donut. And you're fighting it. Nothing happens. And you devour that thing. But you know that when you overcome, it feels good. You say, wow. Let me give you another illustration. So let's say there's two students. Their goal on this, they want to get good grades. Amen. The first student, he studies daily. This is a system. He does his homework. I don't feel that. Me, I don't fall in that category. In high school, I never turned in my homework. And he asks questions because he wants to learn. And he goes over his notes. That's it. Remember, the two students and their goal is to what? Get good grades. Now, the other gentleman, he wants to get good grades too, but all he does is play video games. Roblox. Hours. Skips homework, doesn't study, or if he does study, he does it in the morning the same day. You see that system? To the first student, his system is different. And what happens? The first student, he succeeds. He gets the blessing. He gets the victory. He overcomes. But the other one, he failed. But see, how many here we don't want to fail no more. We want to win. We want to win. Now, here's the thing, church. We mix it up. We us Christians, especially us Hispanics, Mexicans, we're real good about this. We get very spiritual about everything. That God's with me and I'm a winner and I'm a victor and, you know, and this, and God will help me. But the problem with that is that we have the faith, but we don't have good systems. We think we want God to do everything. God's going to give me that job. Yeah, he'll give you a job the day you get up and go looking for one. And fill out the application. And learn to overcome when you turn it in. And they say, you know what, thank you, but we already, you know, we're full right now, we're good. But you're persistent. And that's what we need to work on, church. We want God to do everything. God's going to do it. God's going to help me. God's going to provide. God's going to do this and that. Yeah, and God's looking down. How about, when are you going to do something? I'm with you and I'll help you. And see, our systems are wrong. Why do you think, hear me, why do you think people, think about this, people that don't serve God, they don't fear God, they're very blessed, financially blessed, they have one thing in common, that they hustle. Did you hear me? They hustle. They move. They take action. The only difference is that they don't have Christ and they don't have eternal life. But here on earth, they hustle. They put the work in. Now, you would think when you read the Bible, God's children, God told them from the beginning, you look, if you guys just obey and you guys do, two words, if you obey and you do, you will be blessed. See, we like the obeying part, but the doing part, we always want God to do everything. It's being quiet here in this Presbyterian church. And you know what? All this that you're hearing me, you go, well, Pastor, you haven't given me a scripture. I already gave you one about David. I'm going to give you another one. And it's biblical. Galatians 6:7. A man reaps what he sows. Don't forget that. A man will reap what he sows. Another translation says, you will always harvest what you plant. See, we don't reap what we wish. We reap what we plant daily. In your system, you got to plant daily. You got to plant, sow seeds daily in your systems. I don't know if you're hearing me. Every day, someone said, I remember somebody said it years ago, we're a big warehouse full of seeds. And every day we're sowing seeds. It's time to sow seeds in your life, church. In your system. To where we want to go this year, 2026. Because look, nobody's going to change you. Your dog ain't going to change you. Your honey ain't going to change you. The preacher ain't going to change you. It's going to be God first and your daily habits, your systems that you do every day. But it's up to you. It's up to you how much you want it. And even Jesus said in Luke chapter 16, verse 10, he said, if you are faithful in little things. See, that's why I said all it. Imagine you say to yourself, you know what? I'm just going to take 5 minutes, 10 minutes every day. Jesus said, if you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. It's those little, small, daily obedience that you do every day. But you got to do it. It's kind of like whatever you can do yet, start off small. Well, I can't do 20 push-ups. Well, do half one. No, I'm serious. Then you'll bring it up to one, then two, then three. Well, I want to be blessed financially. Well, you got to give. You got to sow seed. Amen. Well, I don't got a lot of money. Paul says that God gives us seed to plant. You have seeds. Sow. You want to come out of that rut, that poverty mentality? You got to give. You got to sow something. God is so good, church. God is faithful. God is just. God is everything. But it's what we're doing, us here on earth. And you know what's crazy about all this that I'm saying? Is that Christ already paid the debt. He paid it all for you and for me.
so that you and I can live victorious life, a victorious life, a blessed life, an overcoming life. Amen. Where we walk in obedience, that we know, you know, that God is with us, that, you know, that God is so good and everything, that we have power, we got authority. Jesus did it all. And I finish with this. It's just a little simple illustration, kind of everything that I've been talking about. If I say my goal is to be close to God, but I never pray, never read the word, and I never worship, my system is louder than my goal. Change your system, church. And it starts with you. Starts with me. Don't wait for the perfect timing. Don't wait, you know, start now. And be consistent. Be consistent. Small habits of doing something every day. Every day. And watch what God will begin to do. Because everything we're doing here, even James says, James said this, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. We have the faith, but we don't do the works. So guess what? It's dead. That's why, listen. Just look at your life. That's why you're not progressing in certain areas, certain things in your life that you want to change, that you want to convert, that you want to do better, but we don't see change. It's not because God's not with you. God's with you. He's waiting on you. Don't get it twisted. We serve a good God, faithful God, but we got to do the change. Your systems. And may God give us grace, empowerment to do it. For his glory and honor in Jesus' mighty name. Please stand. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's message at New Generation Church. For more information, visit us at ecngchurch.com.